And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Ding ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Welcome to the Daily Ding. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. I've got my guy, Law Murray, with me, our Clippers beat writer. It's another Wednesday night in the NBA, which means there are way too many games to cover and way too little time. So let's jump in. Our first game is the Detroit Pistons defeating the Houston Rockets 112-104, led by Jeremy Grant. But Law, we were not here to talk about Jeremy Grant. I'm sorry, your 35 points was impressive, but really nobody cares because this is all about Cade Cunningham and Jalen Green. Law, who won this battle between the number one and number two picks in your mind?
I mean, look, Jalen Green scored more points, but I was so impressed by Cade Cunningham tonight. I mean, considering how rough his first few games were, considering that Jalen Green is very, very demonstrative about how he feels. I think he takes on the personality of his team. And I think Cade is just incredibly poised. I think he showed why he was the number one pick tonight, just, you know, showing how good he is in the flow of how the game is going and the flow of the offense. The catch and shoot threes, I think, was a great breakthrough for Cade. I think he made as many threes tonight as he had all season up to this point. And even with Jalen getting a big dunk and, again, being demonstrative, getting all up in Jalen's face, you know, if you a hooper, like, you just know that's just how some guys roll. Well, Cade's a hooper too, and he rolls a different way. And I really think that I was just impressed by how he kept on trucking, and that was a big win for the Pistons tonight. I don't care if it's their second win. That was a big win, a statement win, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, getting it on national TV means something. And then Cade's response, because they asked him about what Jalen was saying after that dunk, and he said, "Nothing I heard tonight held any weight to me. It was just all for the cameras," I felt like. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a perfect response, right?
Absolutely. He can point to the scoreboard at the end of the day, and I think that's all Cade cares about.
Yeah. Cade, incredibly poised, polished, like ready to contribute today to a winning team. Now, the Pistons don't have a roster built to compete today, but when they do have one, you can see Cade like fitting in and being one of the guys, especially with the way he's been shooting the basketball the last couple games. Like, he's just been kind of building slowly. If you were to check in on him after two games, you're like, that's the number one pick. And then you watch him tonight and you're like, oh, okay, like I can see it now.
It's funny because that Oklahoma State team was similarly raggedy sometimes. Like, yeah, I remember watching him in the tournament and I'm like, bro, like, you got a lot of people who do this draft stuff very seriously, telling people not to watch this basketball team do this to Cade. So it's almost like the same situation. And again, I think that is going to do really well for Cade going forward. Like, he's used to this. I think he can handle the tough stuff early. And I think in the long run, he's going to bear some fruit out of this process.
Yeah. Yeah. You're talking to an Oklahoma State grad who watched a lot of them this past year. So
I do know.
Yeah, the Pistons they're building slowly. They're going to build through the draft. If you can add a couple more pieces over the next couple of years, they may have a really, really nice squad. All right, let's move on to really the game of the night was this Lakers Heat matchup. We're going from an average age of 24 in that first game to an average age of 30 in this next game.
Nah, you got to pump that back up. Udonis Haslem paid tonight.
That's right. We had a Udonis Haslem baseline jumper. Like, what is, I mean, I just can't even think of the last time I saw that, but I mean, that jumper is just seared into my mind.
The first time we saw that, HD TV wasn't even out yet. Forget 5K. I know. Or 4K, whatever it is.
No kidding. In this game, there are a few things of note before we get to the actual game. There are just kind of some weird things that happened in this game. One, Dwight Howard fouled out in 11 minutes. That hasn't happened in like the history of the Lakers since 2009. It was Andrew Bynum who also fouled out in 11 minutes. Just kind of
that was against Dwight Howard.
It very well could have been. I need to go look and see if I can find that game. And then you noted this on Twitter, but PJ Tucker dunked for the first time since 2018. And it didn't look like it had been that long when you watched him like do that tip dunk. It looked natural, but then you think about it, you're like, wait, who was that?
Yeah, I mean, and it's not just that he did it. Like, he did it after chasing Westbrook around. This is the end of regulation. You know, he changed shoes at least twice. I know it. You know, I don't even look at kicks like that. And you just know before they play the Clippers, like they ask him, hey, man, we need a sample.
Yeah.
Especially in Staples Center, man. I saw Danny Green have to do the same thing. Guys who don't jump, all of a sudden you jumping on national TV like that? Nah, something's up. And it ain't just a tip.
That's right. Jimmy Butler had to leave this game just after 12 minutes. He turned his right ankle and did not return. But they still got great production from a lot of different guys. Tyler Hero in particular was great tonight. 11 of 22 from the field, 27 points. Man, he's been giving them that lift off the bench all season. He's been great. Bam was great. 28 points, 10 boards, 4 assists, 6 steals for Bam tonight. Just incredibly impactful, but not enough to defeat the Lakers, who got a triple-double from Russ. Almost the quadruple-double with the 8 turnovers that he had, too. It was a really fun game down the stretch, but kind of a difficult watch for a vast majority of it. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first of all, it was a tough game to watch right from the jump. I mean, you're watching the top 2 picks of the draft, you know, 2 teams trying to get their second win of the season. And then immediately the Heat and Lakers missed their first 12 shots of the game. And that was with Jimmy actually playing. So, I mean, Mike Breen, you know, they had a mock bang when somebody finally made a layup. I think it was Avery Bradley. So this was a really difficult start to the game. And then you got the end of the game where, honestly, the Heat mismanaged this game. Yeah. They had a 9-point lead with about 4-5 minutes left. And Russ really took over, pushing the pace, getting some of the shots. And, of course, you know, we got overtime because Russ was insisting on ending the game with a 3 again. You know, we just saw this last week. But fortunately for the Lakers, they weren't trailing, you know. They had overtime. And the Heat just – they just short-circuited. I thought the difference definitely was the point guard play down the stretch. And for the majority of the game, Kyle outplayed Russ. But for winning time – you know, last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter and overtime, Russ really outplayed Kyler. And I know you don't have a lot of time, but also you got to shout out Malik Monk, because this dude is a recent lottery pick on a minimum for some reason playing for this damn Lakers team. And I mean, he's way better than that. So he was great tonight. Great down the stretch. Incredibly poised. He's a talented player. He's a lottery pick for a damn reason, and he showed he showed his wares tonight.
Yeah, Malik Monk's line: 27 points, 6 boards, 3 assists on 4 of 7 from 3. I mean, he was really good, and Russ was really looking for him. He was looking for him. He was looking for Melo. Man, Carmelo Anthony is 38 his age or the minute total that he had tonight? I can't tell. I can't even see what the column is because
it's both.
I cannot believe he played 38 minutes tonight, but he's been doing that all season. You know, Melo taking 12 shots, just contributing. I don't know, man. And like, PJ Tucker's the perfect guy for him to guard, right? PJ's just kind of parked in the corner. for the most part, is not going to do a whole lot on the offensive end. So it's kind of a nice matchup for Melo. But Melo, man, he's been contributing all season. You know, credit to him. And then, I mean, Anthony Davis was so good tonight. He cleaned up a lot of the mess that Westbrook left at times. You know, when Westbrook wasn't doing spectacular things, he was doing like loud things very badly for the Lakers. So I thought Anthony Davis was really, really good. Obviously,
I think Anthony Davis can be way better still. Again, I think the big hole that the Lakers had was in part because you got this small Miami team, and the Lakers just they can be a lot better when Anthony is on the floor, especially next to Carmelo. It doesn't always happen, and you just wonder. Once again, Dwight Howard fouled out in those barely not even 12 minutes, but the Lakers also won those minutes. The Lakers were even in DeAndre Jordan's minutes, which equated to about a quarter of play. You know, the Lakers they didn't win by that many points. So that's where Anthony put up the numbers tonight, but Anthony can be he can be more impactful. The fact that he was under 50% from the field in this game, and you can't even chalk that up to taking too many threes or anything like that. Like he can be much better, much more punishing against these teams.
Mm-hmm. This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, let's bounce around the league. Let's try to hit everybody. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat the hapless Pelicans 108-100. Law, if the Thunder are a black eye to the league, what are the Pelicans?
Man, a black hole.
Black hole. That's a perfect answer. The Wizards squeak by the Cavs 97-94. Even with Bradley Beal scoring 13 points on 19 shots. Law, are you a Wizards believer?
I'm getting there because they defend. They were down big in the fourth quarter of this game, and last 10 and a half minutes held the Cavs to 14 points, and they got a clutch shot. They're doing this without Rui Hachimura, who hasn't been with the team basically since media day. Like, yep. That's an interesting team, and they're not even playing with a full deck.
Mm-hmm. The Brooklyn Nets stomp the Magic 123-90. Boston holds the Raptors to 88 points in a win. And on the other end of the offensive pendulum, the Kings give up 136 to the Spurs, which just doesn't seem right to me. The Bucks defeat the Knicks 112-100 on the back of Pat Connaughton's 23 points off the bench. But get this, the Knicks bench outscored the Knicks starters 68-32 tonight. I just thought that was just wild. I could not believe that when I saw that.
Yeah, and I heard Tibbs was less than pleased with that. And I mean, even with that, you just mentioned it. The player of the game was Planet Pat. He came off the Bucks bench. So it's like, yep, as well as that Knicks bench play, like, Pat Connaughton, he didn't just score. I mean, he rebounded, he dished. Like, he's an incredible athlete. He's a really good basketball player. He's really made himself a fixture with this Bucks team in the league. So, shout out to Planet Pat.
Yep. Charlotte gets back on track, taking down the Grizzlies 118-108. The Suns defeat the Blazers 119-109 in a game that featured 31 points from Frank Kaminsky. What? Did not see that coming.
Outscored the entire are, Blazers bench.
You do? Yeah. Unbelievable.
By himself.
The Bulls remain back by beating the Mavs 117-107. The Warriors keep rolling 123-110 against the Timberwolves, where Anthony Edwards poured in 48 points, and it still wasn't enough for a win. And the Jokic-less MPJ-less Nuggets find a way to beat the Pacers 101-98. Law, do we need to be worried about this Pacers squad? They're 4-8.
Yeah, there's always something with them. They've changed coaches back-to-back years. They always have somebody out injured. And even through all the previous issues, they haven't started this bad in almost a quarter century. They're on a downturn. It's going to take some time, and it's a situation where if you're the Pacers front office, they've never really committed to any kind of rebuild. It's going to be interesting to see how low things can get before they get better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed. Thanks so much for listening to the show. You can listen to all of our shows on the Athletic NBA Show feed. Law, take us out.
Ding, ding.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.